still driving like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Well, here we go again. Jumping right back into it. You know, what is Beto eating dirt for? Regenerative dirt. There, I got it. See, I that word was not going to beat me, Alex. It's not going to beat me. Anyhow. Eating dirt after losing to Ted Cruz, apparently gobbling dirt to, I don't know, liven himself. I don't know. You got that going on one side of the conversation. Then you've got CNN winning a big award for their gun control town hall. They're anti-gun, you know, with a bunch of children parading around. Julie Gunlock here, senior fellow, Independent Women's Forum. Julie, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You don't eat dirt, do you?
I do not. Right. I do not eat dirt.
All right. Either, even regenerative dirt? Regenerative.
Well, maybe that stuff, isn't it? I mean, from Whole Foods.
Yeah. Whole food dirt. Whole food dirt. Souffle. I don't get it. Yeah, he's eating dirt. Seriously. I mean, it's a real story. I'm not kidding you.
No, I know. It's the most data story out there right now.
Bizarro. Anyhow, dirt gobbling, that'll be in the next second. But let's talk about this CNN deal. A Cronkite Award for that, well, frankly, the garbage gun control town hall it held after the Parkland deal. It was a self-serving gratuitous. I watched it for a few minutes. I couldn't take it. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm so angry about it. And to be completely honest, I thought it was a joke at first. When I saw it on Twitter, and I was astonished that it was true. And a couple of things happened yesterday that are really disappointing. First of all, the award itself, Cronkite Award, prestigious journalism award. CNN and their entire team, Jake Tapper, and again, the entire production team have been nominated for this award. Now, I agree with you, it was hard to watch. I did watch it. It was disgusting. Dana Lash, who a Penn NRA spokesman who went on the CNN show, was attacked. She was threatened as she entered and left the studio. She appeared on stage with Sheriff Israel, Broward County Sheriff Israel, who was fired and has now been shown to have been, in the subsequent months after Parkland and a year after Parkland, he has been shown to be a complete liar. Everything he said on that stage was a lie. I mean, that's a fact.
Didn't he get tossed by the governor and say, hey, you need to go now?
He got fired by the governor. Everyone in Broward County can't stand the guy. He's a complete egotist. And he was lacked complete contrition after Parkland. So what his officers did, they stood outside that school for, I think it was 15 minutes, not going in while that murderer shot these kids. They couldn't allow the emergency crews to go in there because they hadn't secured the location, and so a lot of these kids blew out from survivable gunshot wounds. It was terrible.
It was terrible. I mean, you had people in there that were wounded. They wouldn't let nobody went in. Nobody responded properly. The deputy on site did nothing. Yeah. You're muffling your phone a little bit. I think you're muffling your phone just a little bit.
I'm sorry.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
Much better.
The problem is too, is that. During that town hall, getting back to that town hall, Sheriff Israel lied repeatedly. It's been proven that the Sun Sentinel down in Florida has done amazing reporting. He is a liar. He's a known fantasist. What he said at that town hall, blaming the NRA, blaming Dana herself, being so disrespectful, and also, again, just flat-out lying about the response of his officers. And so that town hall is now looked at kind of shamefully. People see that town hall and go, gosh, you know, and also the way in which it was produced, Dana Lash yesterday on Twitter was very smart in kind of remembering what it was like that CNN set it up like a world wrestling tournament. She walked in, you know, people around her, you know, there was an announcer saying, and now NRA, you know, it was setting up the audience. They allowed these very emotional kids, survivors of Parkland, to talk. And again, they had Sheriff Israel up there lying through his teeth.
They've never held him accountable for that.
Never held him accountable. And again, really ginning up the emotion and not even waiting. I mean, this town hall happened so quickly after Parkland. The facts were not known. Emotion was high. And what's so sad is Dana Lash actually said last night on Twitter that she criticized the CNN for getting this nomination, this award, or being nominated for this award. And Jake Tapper actually unfollowed her on Twitter.
How fortunate.
And again, of course he did. And it just makes me sad because, you know, Jake Taffer is thought of as such a reasonable guy in the
press.
He's not. And but for him to do this, and for him to shamelessly, you know, his own Twitter feed has bragged about getting this award. It's shameful. It's really, really disappointing. And again, you know, Dana Lash showed incredible bravery that night.
Let me say this. Fox News is a headline from today. Attracted more viewers with regular programming on Monday than CNN or MSNBC with their highly publicized town hall events. So apparently those big town hall events, they don't mean a hell of a lot.
You're right. And I do have to put this in perspective. Sorry about my phone. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. We'll send you a bill later. It's cool.
Yeah. Maybe pay my bills.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, I think you're right. We have to put this in perspective. Not a lot of people watched it. But it does tell you a lot about the press. They were willing to put this town hall. It didn't help the American public. They, in my own city of Alexandria, Virginia, sort of tried to mimic what CNN did. They had one of the fathers of the victim who was intensely angry at NRA, sort of out of his mind. Angry. Of course, he had just lost his child. And they had him on stage. It ended up at the hysteria in my town, again, trying to mimic what CNN had done. And so it wasn't just a case of CNN misinforming the public. It created, I think, a lot of mimicry out there. There were a lot of other town halls held right after.
Right.
And in any way further the debate.
Well, I think what we exposed here, you know, that's what I say about Ted Koppel. We did some quotes from Ted Koppel today saying, you know, any reporter that says they're part of the resistance is not really a reporter at all.
Not a reporter.
Not at all. Julie Gundlach, greatly appreciated, senior fellow Independent Women's Forum, bringing truth, justice, and the American way to the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. There you have it. Still ahead, Monica Burke, Ron Rademacher, Jeffrey Ford, and Tim Stout. So much to get to today. Yeah. CNN, the Cronkite Award? Please. It's the Steve Gruber Show.